For a study in modern human behavior, we now go to Paris. An ambitious public bike rental scheme called Vélib is celebrating its second anniversary this month in the city. And while the bikes have transformed Parisian streets, they are as popular with vandals as they are with commuters. Eleanor Beardsley has this report.
There's no doubt about it, Parisians have taken to Vélib. In just 2 years, the chunky gray bikes have been used for more than 50 million trips and have become a part of the cityscape. 20,000 of them now flood Paris's streets. The first half hour's rental is free and the charges are reasonable after that. Users can take a bike and return it at any of the city's 1,000 bike stations. Businessman Charles-André de la Hogue has just checked out of Vélib and is laying his suit coat in the front basket. He says the bikes have become part of his life.
I use Vélib regularly to go to and from work. My office is 10 minutes away, so by bike it's very convenient. I'm very satisfied with Vélib.
Vélib is a contraction of vélo, French for bicycle, and liberté. Surveys show 94% of Parisians consider them a success, despite some initial glitches. But what has surprised everyone is the vandalism to the bikes. 16,000 bikes have been replaced because of damage or theft. Tires have been slashed, frames smashed, chains cut. 8,000 bikes have been stolen. Police have retrieved about 100 Vélibs from the Seine River, but the fate of most of the missing bicycles is unknown. Albert Assaraf works with the advertising company JC Deco, which operates the bike scheme for free in exchange for billboard space. He says they were taken aback by the vandalism.
Every Vélib is ridden about 10 to 12,000 kilometers a year by about 10 to 12 different riders a day. So there's a normal wear and tear that our repair teams take care of. But it's true, we greatly underestimated the willful damage inflicted on the bikes.
The bike scheme was supposed to cost the taxpayers nothing, but now the Paris City Council has agreed to cover $500 of the cost of replacing each damaged bike. That's an estimated expenditure of $2 million a year.
Vélo pour tous. Tous pour un vélo.
A publicity campaign has been launched to call attention to the problem. Ads with a catchy tune and the jingle, "All for one bike for all," play on television and the internet. And the city has been plastered with posters that show a cartoon Vélib being roughed up by a thug. The caption reads, "It's easy to pick on Vélib, it can't defend itself." But despite the unexpected damage to the bikes, Vélib is still a huge success, says Paris City Council member Gilda Robert.
Because of Vélib, the number of bikes on the streets of Paris has risen 30%. Vélib has got people buying their own bikes, too. The city is changing. The traffic is diminishing, and people are driving more carefully. Vélib is helping in the mayor's strategy to reduce pollution and get people on bikes, especially for short trips.
I've taken my own Vélib out for a spin today, and the drivers do seem to share the road a little better. But I'm not even halfway down the block yet, and I realize that my right brake doesn't work, and somebody's cut the bike lock. So I'm going to turn this bike in for another one at the nearest Vélib stand. And that's where I ran into Belgian student Stephanie Loquet, who gives me a tip for my next ride.
Before you take a Vélib, you have to check the tires if they're not flat. You have to check the brakes, you have to check the gears. You have to see if the steering wheel is still pointing forwards instead of to the side. So really, you have to. It's like a full checkup before you can take the bike.
Parisians have many theories about the vandalism. Some say it's youths taking revenge on the bourgeois bohemian class that use the Vélibs. Others chalk it up to the disagreeable character of Parisians. It's true that a similar scheme in Lyon has suffered none of the same destruction. Vélib was supposed to make urban travel more civilized, lamented daily newspaper Le Monde in an editorial. Instead, it has increased uncivilized behavior. No one expected that. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.